Well, by my clock, it is 7 o'clock p.m. on the dot, Eastern Standard Time, and it's 6 o'clock at home, so in Houston, Texas, so we're all good. Thank you so much for those of you who are joining the call. You may have been on the call earlier, or you may just be getting on the call this first time. Thank you so much for joining us for this special volunteer call. I'm going to give maybe one more minute for others to join us, as we've been trying to get the word out of the change due to the difficulties we had at 6 p.m. Eastern. Again, thank you so much for joining. This call should not last longer than maybe 15, 20 minutes max, and we will have a great call. So I'll give others maybe a minute or two to join us. And I think, you know, we're all using our social media sites to post it and make sure that it's happening. And so pastors, if you're on, and your members may not have gotten the memo, then, of course, you can make sure that they join us by posting it as well. I believe there was a text that went out as well with the information. Well, it is 7:02, and I want to be respectful of your time. This is Dr. Irisha. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm super excited about the Max Life Encounter for Orlando. I have several team members that were, their lines are unmuted already so that they can talk and be a part of this call. Pat Egan's is on the call, and she's learning the ropes. This is one event that Pastor Tina is taking lead on. I'm here preparing in advance, but Pastor Tina will be on site to assist you in every way possible. And then also Pastor Gross is on the line, who is our liaison with our AIM fellowship as well as our Max Life Encounters. He works closely with our team to make sure when we go into the different cities, things are handled wonderfully with our pastors and the churches, and so he's on site as well to answer your questions. And then I have Miss Trish, I think her last name is Davis, and if I get it wrong, Trish, please forgive me. She's on the line, and she'll be able to speak momentarily, but Trish is the coordinator at Majestic Life Christian Center, and so I think they're working to make sure she gets on the call, and she can also talk just in case I don't explain something specific to Majestic Life correctly. So I want to be very considerate of your time, and in just a moment after I finish giving you the details of the encounter, then I'll turn it over to, we'll give you information on how you can unmute your line and ask your question. Any question you need to ask, we'll be happy to answer so that you have clarity upon your arrival. We did about 8 to 9 cities last year, different cities and different states for the Max Life Encounter, and we're looking forward to all the locations that we'll do this year. And so it's going to be a great time here in Orlando. The weather is nice. Pastor Reva Timms has done a wonderful job of coordinating everybody and getting all the pastors and different churches together and to make sure it's a successful event. And so we're looking forward to it. And so first let me just say thank you so much to Pastor Reva for making this possible, opening up her church, making her team available to make sure that we can host Max Life Encounter at Majestic Life Christian Ministries. Max Life Encounter is an opportunity for them to bring the Max Life vision. Our bishop has the Max Life vision of our Christian Women's Network, and so we bring the vision to share with our partners and the churches that are connected to us in the surrounding areas. And we're excited about being here in Orlando. Just want to go over some details. I know that there are other pastors on the line, and so we want to thank all the other pastors that have partnered together. You have allowed your members to be a part of this, and so I want to say thank you in advance to your team, to you as a leader, to make sure that your team is a part of this and making it happen. And so let me go over some details. And my understanding, Trish is having a little hard time getting in, so I think my assistant, Ms. Carolyn, is on the line. So, Carolyn, if you can help her, or Dustin, that would be great, because I definitely want to make sure that you get to hear her voice and make sure she's a part of it. One of the things we'll also do, since we missed the time early, we had the difficulties earlier, we'll put this call on our website, and you, your volunteers, your team members can go out there and listen to it later on today. This is a phenomenal call. They've given me the numbers of how many people we have on the call, and I'm so excited. This is set to be the first encounter of 2016, but it's also set to be the greatest encounter thus far of 2016, so it's going to be phenomenal. For your information, if you don't have it, Majestic Life Ministries is the senior pastor's, Pastor Reba Tim's beautiful building. We had an opportunity to walk the campus today, walk the building today. The address is 821 South Kirkman Road, Orlando, Florida, 32811. The service times are on Wednesday. We will have our first service at 7:30 p.m. Due to the way that we've set it up to be convenient, so you only have to arrive on two nights, if you're volunteering, we ask that you arrive at 6 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday. If you cannot make it at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, then we ask you to come as soon as you can get there, and we'll definitely put you in place at 6 p.m. There's a beautiful lobby, and there'll be a designated place for all volunteers to check in. At that check-in point, then Majestic Life Excellence team will then distribute you where help is needed. Whether you normally greet and they place you as a greeter, that would be great. If you normally greet and they need help ushering, then they'll put you in those areas. But we want to band together as a community of faith to make sure that we do this with excellence and show the unity of the body of Christ, because the Max Life Vision and the ITV network, which is soon to be in the coming days in the name of Jesus, the network that's on a major provider where you can see it beyond just the internet, we're looking forward to that day. But it's a vision for everybody, and so it's so great to have everyone supporting it with your presence and your participation. So, again, the first service starts on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., and if you're volunteering, we ask that you arrive at 6 p.m. You'll check in. They'll give you a badge at that time. Once you check in, and we ask that after each time of volunteering, you return the badge at the end of the night. Those of you who have the access code to make sure that your lines are unmuted, make sure that you mute your lines while we're giving out the details. On Thursday morning, we have a pastors and spouse session, which is open to all pastors and spouses around the city. So if you're a pastor and you're on the line and listening, I want to encourage you to invite other pastors to be a part of this meeting. It's an intimate time with our bishop at 10 o'clock a.m. And then we have like a mid-morning worship service that for everybody at 11:30, and where Pastor Bridget will be preaching. We ask that you arrive at 11 a.m. for that, so that you can volunteer. And from talking to Trish today, those of you who don't work during the day or you can take an extended lunch, your participation and volunteering during the day is greatly appreciated so that we can fill in the areas where needed. Then on Thursday night, we'll have our closeout service at 7:30 p.m., and we ask that you arrive again at 6 p.m. And so normally we ask you to arrive at least at nighttime, an hour and a half prior to service, because the doors will open at 6:30, so that we ask that you arrive an hour and a half so that we can be in place and ready for the doors to open. And then in the morning, we ask you to arrive 30 minutes before service so that you can be in place. Again, if you cannot arrive at those designated times, arrive at the earliest time that you can, check in, and we'll get you in place. The attire for the meeting is business casual. We don't have a set color because our bishop and first lady wanted to make sure that this was extremely convenient for everyone to serve and volunteer. And then in the morning sessions, we ask that the men wear jackets and collarless shirts, but it's a very relaxed, casual, business casual attire. We definitely need more ushers, and of course, there are different areas where you can greet and parking lot attendants. And so if you normally serve in the parking lot and you enjoy that type of ministry to people that may help make sure that they're parking correctly, we'd love to have you a part of the parking lot ministry. We do have a designated parking area for our pastors so that we can honor those who labor with us and labor in the gospel and treat them extra special. Although everybody is special to us that attends the Max Life Encounter, we definitely want to give honor to the gifts in the body of Christ, and so we have special parking for them. Again, your volunteer badge will be issued at the place of check-in, and we ask that you return them each night. Remember, I know you registered as a volunteer, but you want to register for the conference so that you can qualify for the TV giveaway. So if you have not registered as an attendee, then definitely make sure that you take out your smartphone, and as soon as the call is over, or right now, text 71441, and in the message part, put M-E-F-L. So M for Max, E for Encounter, and F-L for the abbreviation for Florida. They'll be, we ask, Majestic Life Ministries has done a wonderful job of helping us prepare for this event, prepare for the arrival of our bishop. And so we'll yield to their team members to help us and show us the ropes. But I am so excited because every time we did a call and Pastor Reva talked about the excitement she had, I was so excited about the unity of the pastors in the Florida area. And it says so much about you all. So I know as volunteers, you all will come together to make sure this event is phenomenal and successful. It is a Max Life Encounter event. And of course, we'll have offering time. There's going to be great music. There's going to be great worship. Bishop is, there's a special anointing on our bishop at Max Life Encounter. So I trust that most importantly, you're praying and you're preparing your heart to receive a word from our bishop. I enjoy every encounter I've had the opportunity to sit in and hear our bishop share his heart and share and flow in ministry. You're in for a great treat. So here's what we're going to do now. Those are the particulars that I wanted to go over and make sure that you prepare for. But I want to open up the calls for questions. And so if you have a question, if Pastor Teen or anybody felt like I missed something, if you have a question, Deflin, will you give us the instruction on how they can ask a question?
Yes, ma'am. But the way you can ask your questions, before I say that, I apologize again for the mix-up in the calls. I'm so sorry that that happened. But if you have a question, you need to press 5 and then star. 5 and then star, and then you will be recognized, and then your line will be unmuted. That's 5 and then star.
So if you have a question, do that, and then we'll acknowledge you. I think it'll tell you that your line has been unmuted, and then you can state your name and the church that you're from and give us your question.
Yes, this is Wayne Thompson from Great Faith Church in Sanford. I have a quick question. For any volunteer that wants to arrive at 6 p.m., will there be childcare available at 6 p.m.?
No, and there is no child care available for Max Life Encounters. We try to be as light of a burden on the host church as possible, and so we don't do child care during Max Life Encounter. But if that is a reason why you may not be able to volunteer, I still want you to come, and we still want you to come and bring your children with you, and they'll be able to see the bishop, and children love our bishop, so but there's no child care provided at the nightly services. I think they said we have two more questions.
Actually, that was my question, so thank you very much. It's Raven Barnes from GSC3 also. Thank you.
Wonderful, Raven. If that changes, if the child care situation changes, because I really do yield to the host church on that, if it does change, we'll let you know. But most of our churches, we have not done child care. And so if there's an extreme, extreme need for it and the church is willing to provide it, then we'll look at it. So I'll have an offline conversation with Trish. But at this time, there will be no child care provided. Next question. Is that one? Is that it? Well, I've been given the cue that that is it. Again, Pastor Tina and Pastor Gross will be on site to assist you with the conference and making sure everything is in place. We will have products there. It's going to be a great time. Pastor Prashir will be singing, and we always look forward to the encounter. Thank you so much again for rearranging your schedule to be on this special call. If you know other volunteers and they were not able to be on the call, the call will be online on our website. You can click the volunteer tab, and it will give you access to listen to the call at your convenience. In addition to that, we're looking forward to a great encounter. Everybody should flow and function well together. Thanks again to Pastor Reva Timms, Ms. Trish for making this happen, our staff, and as the leader and oversight of coordinating everything for Max Life Encounter with my team. Again, I apologize for any inconvenience that it caused you. That is not how we do things at the light, but it was just a slight technical difficulty and misunderstanding. But we made it happen, and it's been a great call. I want to close out with a moment of prayer. I trust I haven't missed anybody. Thank you, pastors, for joining us. Thank you, volunteers. Encourage somebody to be in attendance The building is beautiful. Let's pack it out for our bishop because he has a word for your life in this season and this time. Let's pray. Father, we thank you right now for the wonderful privilege that you have given us to be called to serve and to share with others the good news of the gospel. So, Father, we thank you that you are speaking to our bishop right now to give us a word that will minister to our hearts and that Pastor Bridget and Bishop will stand up with the boldness to make known your word and that your anointing will saturate the auditorium, saturate the place. And so, Holy Spirit, we put you on assignment, give you freedom to touch, to move as you desire. So, Father, we thank you for every volunteer and every worker and every person that has invested their time into this meeting. And so, Father, it may go unnoticed by man, but it never goes unnoticed by you. And so you are the great rewarder. And so, Father, we thank you for the blessings that you will bestow upon their lives, for giving their time to advance the kingdom of God and advance the vision of Max Life Encounter. And so, Father, we're expecting great things. We're expecting the double. We're expecting this to be an amazing meeting that your glory will rest on. Thank you for every person that's connected to it. We give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a great night. Enjoy your family. We'll see you on Wednesday night for the first night of Max Life Encounters.